And with that, let's talk to one of the biggest Cork sporting legends ever.
Local Legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Sonia O'Sullivan, privileged I am to be chatting to you, because Lucas Keating has told me anytime I'm talking to someone from the Great Island is a privilege, and I don't think he's wrong.
Well, that's great. It's good to hear that, and especially when they're speaking to you and they're on the Great
Island. There you go.
Just arrived here yesterday.
Nice one. Are you back until the race that we're going to talk about?
I am, of course, yeah. Back just in time for the Cove 10-mile road race. This is the second year we're having it in my name, and we had a great race last year with Mick Clohessy and Lizzie Lee both setting course records. So we've invited them back again this year, and they're coming along, and maybe some challengers to see if they can wrestle the record from them.
Hmm. Now, are they course record holders because it's the first time it was run, or is this an established course?
It's an established course, but it was the first time we officially wanted to get, well, it's the fastest times anyway, because we wanted to get the women under 60 minutes and the men under 50 minutes, just to, you know, show that it's not the slow course that people think it is. You know, with the hills and Cove, people be a bit frightened sometimes, but it's quite nice, and there's a few downhills as well that adds to it.
So we're delighted to be media partners. Spar and Eurospar are sponsors. The charity in question, a worthy charity, Breakthrough Cancer Research, an event that we hope will continue. We're delighted that it's year two and many more years to it. Welcome to Cove, Ballymore, Cove AC, home of the Sonia O'Sullivan Cove 10, Sunday, April 7th at 9:30 from Cove, 10-mile route as we've mentioned. Register online through Primo Events, or there's links on the Cove 10 Facebook page, and it's not too late to be a part of it.
Oh, there's 20 serious runners, and lots of local support as well from runners, and we have our Eurospar is our main sponsor, but we also have a lot of support from local businesses. Merck out there at Cove Cross, Curie's up in Little Island, The Edge, and Keen on Sport. You know, they give us great support, and you know, we do our best to bring, you know, as many people into the town and organise the weather so that they'll stay around all afternoon and enjoy it. You know, how lovely Cove is on a nice day like we had today.
Absolutely. No better view in the world of Cork Harbour from Cove Cathedral and up around that way.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, we've been blessed with the weather the past 2 years, so hopefully that will continue this year. And, you know, no matter what, it's always a nice place to run around the island and Cove.
Absolutely. All the details for you on the Cove 10 on Facebook. You'll run it yourself, will you, Sonia?
I'm not sure at this stage. I have run it the past few years, and I'm always hovering, you know, to the last minute, but we'll see.
A word briefly on the fact that we've another wonderful Cork woman setting records in running, Phil Healy. I presume you keep a keen eye on her progress.
Oh, I do, yeah. She's been doing fantastic. You know, last year, you know, breaking the Irish record over 100 metres and 400 metres is fantastic, and yeah, and then running so well indoors this year as well. So, you know, Phil is continuing to get stronger and, you know, run fast times, and hopefully she'll be there to get on the Olympic team next year.
And how's about Sophie? How's she doing?
She's going all right as well, yeah. She's in opposite seasons at the moment. They've just come into the end of their track season. She's got the national championship next weekend in Sydney, so it's on actually the same weekend as the Cove 10 miles, so I'll be watching online.
Did you always
think you can do that these days, you know?
Yes. Did you know she'd be a runner from young?
Not really, no. I mean, she was very sporty, but you know, so was Kira. You know, they had a lot of opportunities to do lots of different sports, and you know, I was always enjoyed watching Sophie running races, but you know, we had to support her when she was playing basketball and soccer as well. And then eventually she made her mind up that she running was the one that was going to, I suppose, take precedence over the rest. And you know, as long as she continues to enjoy it, then you know, that's fantastic.
Well, we wish her all the best, and you all the best for the second Sonia O'Sullivan Cove 10, Sunday, April 7th. Look forward to it being a wonderful day. We're delighted to be involved. Sonia, thanks for chatting this evening.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.